Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. A powerful car blast rocks Delhi's Red Fort metro station area. Multiple casualties feared. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes stock of the situation. State set for polling in second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections tomorrow. Over 1,300 candidates contesting across 122 constituencies in 20 districts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says defence public sector undertaking's performance in Operation Sindoor testifies to reliability and capability of country's indigenous platforms. President Draupadi Murmu addresses Angolan parliamentarians at National Assembly in Luanda, asserts India and Angola have vast opportunities to deepen economic ties in various sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. India's unemployment rate declines to 5.2% in second quarter of this year. And in archery, India assured of at least two medals at Asian Championship 2025 in Dhaka. And now the news in detail. A powerful car blast occurred near Lal Kila metro station in New Delhi this evening. Talking to media, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said at around 6:52 p.m., a slow-moving vehicle stopped at the red light and an explosion happened in that vehicle. He added that due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged. The police commissioner informed that some people have died and some have been injured in the incident.
आज करीब 6:52 पे रेड लाइट पे एक स्लो मूविंग व्हीकल जो रेड लाइट की तरफ आके रुका था में एक ये एक्सप्लोजन हुआ है। इस वक्त गाड़ी के अंदर जो पैसेंजर्स उसके अंदर ही थे और इस एक्सप्लोजन से आसपास की गाड़ियों में भी क्षति हुई। जैसे ही खबर मिली हम सारी एजेंसीज जो है दिल्ली पुलिस FSL NIA NSG उनकी टीम्स यहाँ पे आ चुकी हैं और हालात का जायजा भी ले रही है। हर तरीके से इस जो एक्सप्लोजन के बारे में जांच की जा रही है और जल्दी ही इसका आकलन करके इसका जो भी रिजल्ट निकलेगा वो आपको बताया जाएगा। इस इंसिडेंट में कुछ लोग को इंजरीज भी आई हैं और कुछ लोगों की डेथ भी हुई है। वो अभी हालात का जायजा लिया जा रहा है और एग्जैक्ट फिगर्स जो हैं आपको कुछ ही देर में बता दी जाएंगी।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken stock of the situation in the wake of the blast in Delhi. Sources said he spoke to Union Home Minister Amit Shah and took an update on the situation. Meanwhile, the Home Minister has spoken to Delhi Police Commissioner, NIA DG and Director of Intelligence Bureau to take stock of the situation. Sources said that Mr. Shah has given directions to the teams from NSG, NIA and the Forensic Department to rush to the spot. The Home Minister remains in continuous touch with the IB Director regarding the incident. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi Fire Service said that they received a call about the incident at around 6:55 p.m. It said that seven fire tenders were dispatched to the scene to control the blaze. They added that one or two nearby cars also caught fire as a result of the explosion. Talking to media, Deputy Chief Fire Officer A.K. Malik said that at 7:29 p.m. the fire was brought under control and the teams are present at the spot. In Bihar, stage is set for voting in the second and final phase of the assembly elections tomorrow. 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling will begin from 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 in the evening. However, due to security reasons, polling in seven assembly constituencies including Chainpur, Govindpur, Rajouli, Jamui, Sikandra, Chakai and Jhajha will conclude at 5 p.m. In addition, polling will also conclude at 5 p.m. at 1,202 polling booths located in certain areas of Gaya, Aurangabad, Banka and Rohtas districts. Around 3 crore 70 lakh eligible voters will decide the fate of over 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. In most constituencies, there is a direct contest between the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan candidates. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In six assembly constituencies, there is a friendly fight among Mahagathbandhan allies as RJD, Congress, Vikasshil Insan Party and CPI have fielded candidates against each other. Despite being in coalition, RJD and Congress are contesting each other in Narkatiyaganj, Kahalgaon, Sultanganj and Sikandra assembly seats. RJD and VIP have pitted candidates against each other in Chainpur, while CPI has fielded its candidate against Congress in Kargahar. In this phase, the fate of 12 cabinet ministers in the Nitish Kumar-led government will be sealed in EVMs. Veteran JDU leader and state power minister Bijendra Prasad Yadav, an 8-time MLA, is contesting from Supaul. BJP candidate and 7-time MLA Dr. Prem Kumar is contesting from Gaya town. JDU leader and minister Lacy Singh is contesting from Dhamdaha. Senior BJP leader and former deputy chief minister Renu Devi is contesting from Betia, while former deputy chief minister Tarkisore Prasad is contesting from Katihar. Congress state president Rajesh Kumar is contesting from Kutumba assembly seat in Aurangabad, while Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas state president Raju Tiwari is contesting from Govindganj seat in East Champaran. Hindustani Awam Morcha state president Anil Kumar is in the fray from the Tikari constituency. Senior legislator and AIMIM state president Akhtarul Iman is contesting from Amaur in Purnia district. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling in the final phase of the assembly elections. For a smooth conduct of polling, more than 45,000 polling stations have been set up. Director General of Police Vinay Kumar said that around 1,650 companies of BSF, ITBP, CISF and other CAPFs have been deployed in poll-bound areas. Our correspondent has filed this report from West Champaran district.
Voting for all the 9 constituencies under the West Champaran district will be held tomorrow. These assembly segments are Betia, Valmiki Nagar, Nautan, Chanpatia, Narkatia Ganj, Ramnagar, Bagha, Lauria and Sikta. Over 26 lakh voters will decide the electoral fate of all 72 candidates who are in the fray. Of the total voters, around 14 lakh are male and more than 12 lakh are female voters. The Election Commission has set up 3,156 polling stations to accommodate these voters. Webcasting will be conducted at all the polling centers to ensure transparency. Elaborate security arrangements have been made by the Commission for a smooth and peaceful conduct of polling. Ahead of polling, border points along the India-Nepal border have been sealed for 72 hours starting Saturday. Sashastra Sima Bal is keeping a close vigil along the border. West Champaran District Magistrate has appealed to the voters to exercise their right to vote. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Betia.
Our correspondent has filed this report from Nawada District.
Over 70 lakh voters in Nawada district will decide the fate of 55 candidate contesting election in 5 assembly constituency. The Election Commission has set up more than 2,000 polling stations across the district for smooth conduct of polls. Talking to Akashvani News, District Magistrate of Nawada, Ravi Prakash said that 12,500 police personnel have been deployed across Nawada district.
For maintaining security and law and order during voting, around 12,000 personnel have been deployed, including about 84 companies of CAPF. In addition, QRTs, section officers and zonal magistrates will also be present in different areas to ensure continuous law and order. The district administration and police administration are fully prepared as well.
Zila Prashasan aur Police Prashasan ki puri taiyari hai.
All interstate border have been sealed and 44 checkposts have been established to monitor anti-social element and prevent the illegal movement of cash and liquor. After a gap of 10 years, Dania booth has been set up in Govindpur Assembly constituency, where about 800 voters will cast their votes. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, Nawada.
By-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held tomorrow. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on 14th of November along with Bihar Assembly elections. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised that India achieved defence production worth around 1,51,000 crore rupees in the year 2024-25, with Defence Public Sector Undertakings or DPSUs contributing 71.6% of the total. The minister made these remarks after inaugurating the Defence Public Sector Undertakings, Bhavan, a state-of-the-art central facility at the World Trade Center in New Delhi. He said that defence exports reached 6,695 crore rupees, underscoring global confidence in India's indigenous systems. Commending the DPSUs for their steadfast contribution to strengthening India's defence manufacturing ecosystem and advancing the vision of a self-reliant India, Mr. Singh said that all 16 DPSUs are serving as strong pillars of the country's self-reliance. He also highlighted that their excellent performance in operations like Operation Sindoor testifies to the reliability and capability of our indigenous platforms. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the Angolan parliamentarians at their National Assembly in Luanda today. President Murmu said it was a matter of great pride to address the National Assembly of Angola and its representatives, praising the country's inspiring journey from its freedom struggle to peace and democracy. Expressing gratitude to the President of Angola, João Manuel González Lorenz, for the invitation, President Murmu highlighted that 2025 holds special significance as it marks the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between India and Angola, alongside the Golden Jubilee of Angola's independence. She said these occasions serve as a source of mutual inspiration for both the nations.
ये वर्ष भारत और अंगोला के बीच राजनयिक संबंधों की स्थापना की 40वीं वर्षगांठ है साथ ही अंगोला अपनी स्वतंत्रता की स्वर्ण जयंती मना रहा है ये दोनों ऐतिहासिक अवसर हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और अधिक गहराई और विस्तार देने की प्रेरणा देते हैं मैं आप सभी को स्वतंत्रता की 50वीं वर्षगांठ पर 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की ओर से हार्दिक बधाई देती हूं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punnutangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 70th birth anniversary of the fourth King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Shering Tobke. India's unemployment rate declined to 5.2% in the second quarter of this year, down from 5.4% in the first quarter this year for individuals aged 15 years and above. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, monthly labour force and unemployment data, the overall unemployment rate for rural people was at 4.4%, while the urban people rate stood at 6.9% during July to September quarter this year. India assured itself for at least two medals at the Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, with both the recurve men's team and the compound women's team advancing to the finals after an impressive semi-final victories today. According to updates shared by the Archery Association of India, in a social media post, the recurve men's team comprising Yashdeep Bhoge, Atanu Das and Rahul registered a 5-3 win over Kazakhstan in a closely fought semi-final encounter. The Archery Association of India hailed both teams' performances, describing them as a fine display of focus and composure. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. A powerful car blast rocks Delhi's Red Fort metro station area. Multiple casualties feared. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes stock of the situation. State set for polling in second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections tomorrow. Over 1,300 candidates contesting across 122 constituencies in 20 districts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says Defence Public Sector Undertakings performance in Operation Sindoor testifies to reliability and capability of country's indigenous platforms. President Draupadi Murmu addresses Angolan parliamentarians at National Assembly in Luanda, asserts India and Angola have vast opportunities to deepen economic ties in various sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. India's unemployment rate declines to 5.2% in second quarter of this year. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.